Recommended motion is on the agenda to receive this for information. Can I get a mover and seconder? Moved by Councillor Adams, seconded by Councillor Clare. All in favor? And that is passed unanimously. Moving on to item 4.2, staff report WE0226, Ree Garden Hill Dam, follow-up report on proposed environmental assessment and funding request. Is anybody going to speak to this, or are we going to just go to questions and comments?
I think staff are supportive of the recommendation to move forward with the impact assessment or the environmental assessment. Inclusion of the First Nations groups with their input to have that traditional knowledge, and I think it will give a broader, fulsome information to make an informed decision.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments regarding the staff report? Councillor Mink.
Thank you. So I have just some general comments that I want to make in general, and I want to thank for the great turnout that we have here today and address this larger issue. So I want to begin by acknowledging that I find myself in a particularly difficult position. I'm hearing four distinct narratives, and each of them are sincere, important, and rooted in care for our community and our watershed. So first, I want to say, as a municipal councillor, particularly one in Ward 2, I absolutely hear the concerns raised by residents. The message from many has been clear: repair the dam, keep the pond, and avoid an environmental assessment. I respect that perspective. But at the same time, I admit that I'm a little surprised by it. For several years, the Garden Hill community has strongly advocated for hydrological studies, sub-watershed studies, and science-based decision-making. So an environmental assessment, in my opinion, is fully aligned with those same principles. And when it comes to the ANSI, the direction has been consistent to protect the natural landscape. An environmental assessment would determine whether to return the area to a natural state and whether that is the best course of action or not. So from where I'm sitting, these messages about watershed studies versus no EA is very conflicting, that message, as I sit here. Second, I'm hearing from community members, some staff, some council colleagues, that this is primarily a council and conservation authority responsibility, and it's not a municipal responsibility. So while that dam sits beneath a county road, the municipality still has obligations within the watershed. The county does not sit on the GRCA board, and they do not pay into or approve the levy. So the presence of the county road does not remove municipal responsibility. And third, I want to acknowledge that I am in a particular, I feel a very vulnerable position because I am on the board of the GRCA. I have served for almost 8 years, and I take the role seriously, objectively, not emotionally. I have a deep respect for GRCA staff, their expertise, their professionalism, and their recommendations. The fact that this situation is occurring in my municipality doesn't exempt me from that obligation. It does not permit me to react emotionally or fearfully with an election in sight. And then fourth, most importantly, is the perspective of Indigenous communities. Our land acknowledgement states that we honour First Peoples as right holders and stewards of lands and waters that we rely on. We commit to learning from Indigenous ways of knowing and working toward a shared future based on truth and reconciliation. These are not symbolic words. They are supposed to guide our decisions. I said at the last meeting that Indigenous knowledge and guidance must be a priority. If we're not prepared to uphold those values of our land acknowledgement, then, to be honest, we should not be reciting it at all. Scugog Island First Nation provided feedback on November 25th. That feedback should have been centered from the very beginning. Instead, some assumptions were made or this information was left out. The lack of early transparent engagement was an oversight and something that we can learn from. These conversations should have begun immediately after the delegation last fall by the GRCA. So at this time, an EA process, I believe that because we have not engaged collaboratively with all relevant stakeholders, the only responsible option is to move forward with an environmental assessment. The EEI process is not a decision in itself. It is the tool that gives the information, transparency, and the consultation that is necessary to make a defensible and respectful decision that may not only change the that may or may not change the landscape of Garden Hill. It brings science, community voices, Indigenous knowledge, and fiscal responsibility together in one. So for these reasons, I'm not putting a motion on the table at this time until we have more fulsome discussion, but I believe we must proceed with the environmental assessment, and I will be asking for a recorded vote.
Thank you for that, Councillor Mink, and I may circle back to you for that motion. But in the meantime, let's see if there's any further comments or conversation. Councillor Less?
Well, I echo Councillor Mink's thoughts on the EA, and I would feel more comfortable making a decision based on the information we get from the EA rather than to try and, you know, like there's a lot of passion here from a historical point of view, from the eco point of view. There's a scientific point of view. We don't know what the impacts on the water are going to be. We're only guessing at this stage. So I feel let's go with the experts and go with an EA.
Thank you, Councillor Less. Any further comments, thoughts on the matter? Councillor Clare, do you have anything to add?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Vicky. I think that was a really well captured about the importance of the EA to this process. And I also support that path. I think, you know, from my perspective, what I had planned to say tonight was that I do see the importance of the EA from the perspective of linking the two projects between the county's responsibility for the culvert and the as a linked structure and our responsibility for the dam itself. And I really don't feel that we have at this point a clear picture of how repair as is compares to alternatives, both from a life cycle cost perspective, but also in terms of long-term environmental impact. And I think we need the EA to surface that for us. And then finally, just the unsolicited input from First Nations, I think does signal that there's an interest in having a broader discussion about returning to the natural state versus maintaining this infrastructure. And I think they raise some legitimate concerns about other environmental considerations and impacts for the river itself. And I think we should welcome that engagement and formalize it as part of the broader public consultation that we would have through the EA.
Thank you, Councillor Clare. And I also want to just support Councillor Mink in her comments. I think we have shown ourselves to be a council that is very interested in evidence-informed decision-making. We are a council that has made a resolution to support UNDRIP, and as the author of our new land acknowledgement, I take very seriously those words, Councillor Mink, that you were reading out. So I'm going to turn it back over to you if you'd like to put a motion on the table.
Thank you. So the motion that I guess I would like to put on the table is as written. Do you want me to read it out? Or would you? It's written here. So it's on the agenda that Council approve option 3 as noted in report WE-02-26 and authorize funding in the amount of $50,000 per year for 2 years, which is 2026 and 2027, totaling $100,000 to be funded from the Community Benefit Reserve Fund to support a class environmental assessment for the Garden Hill Dam to evaluate repair and decommissioning alternatives subject to a successful application to the Water and Erosion Control Infrastructure Program.
Thank you. We have a mover and a seconder, and Councillor Adam. Any further discussion? All in favor? Oh, sorry. Yes, it is a recorded vote. I apologize. So I'm going to turn it over to the clerk.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. So Councillor Mink has requested a recorded vote, and the motion that Councillor Mink just read out, so I'm not going to do that again. So the motion was moved by Councillor Mink, was seconded by Deputy Mayor Pearson, and in accordance with the procedure bylaw, recorded vote procedure for this particular issue would be that I would call out your name and you would indicate yes or no to the motion that is currently on the floor. We will start with Councillor Andrews.
Yes.
Councillor Attridge.
Yes.
Councillor Holloway-Wadwani.
Yes.
Councillor Mink.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Pearson?
Yes.
Councillor Toms?
No.
Mayor Henkivsky?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, total yes votes 6, total no votes 1. The motion passes.
Thank you for that.